If you're wondering how to add a bit of sparkle to your Thanksgiving lineup, we have a couple of ideas for you. Pearls, actually. Boston's own Barbara Lynch is one of the country's most prolific and respected chefs. She's making a turkey, of course, along with side dishes she promises will add a twist. Here now's food-obsessed reporter Rachel Gottbaum caught up with Lynch in her demo kitchen in Boston's South End to cook up a few of Barbara's mom-inspired Thanksgiving favorites revamped for a 21st century palate.
I tend to go with memories that I have. And so I had such a large family. So our Thanksgiving was pearl onions out of a jar. So my pearl onion gratin is going to be fresh pearl onions, blanched, peeled, beautiful bacon, touch of heavy cream, and panko breadcrumbs. Spiced walnuts. My mother always would have just this huge bowl of nuts and about 10 nutcrackers. So this is my take on her walnuts. They're nice. They're spiced with cayenne pepper and a little bit of salt.
So basically, this isn't hard stuff.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. It's time-consuming, a little bit, but that's what Thanksgiving's about. It's about cooking. It's about enjoying and setting new goals and challenges, getting out of the box a little bit. This is going to be fun for you.
Okay, so where are we starting with what?
Let's start with the spiced walnuts. First step is turn on the oven.
I think I can handle that.
Okay. 350 degrees, basically just plain walnuts. Tossed in a mixing bowl with 1/4 teaspoon of grapeseed oil, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of sugar.
Okay, so far I can handle this.
You know, this is just a starter. Mm-hmm. If you have other spices that you like to use, feel free to use them. Not a lot of oil because nuts generally have enough, they have some oil in them. When they come out, we're going to hit it with a little fleur de sel.
Which is a nice, fancy way of saying sea salt. What are we doing right here?
So I just put them on a little sheet tray, and we're going to put them in the oven.
And that's parchment paper?
Oh, it's parchment paper. I use parchment paper on my sheet trays a lot. Parchment paper is, it kind of saves your pans from anything that's burning, and you have to scrub it. It's really great to use parchment paper or wax paper.
Okay.
Going in the oven.
So what are we at, temperature-wise?
We're at 350 degrees.
For how long?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
Second is going to be the pearl onions. So I'm going to put some water on. So we're going to start with red and white pearl onions, diced bacon, minced garlic, minced onion, and heavy cream. We're going to blanch the pearl onions. Blanching means you're going to bring a pot of water up to a boil, a salted pot of water. You're going to drop your pearl onions in for about 2 or 3 minutes. Just until the skin starts to get soft.
You see the butter getting closer to us here.
Oh, right.
It's never too far. Okay, what's this?
Breadcrumbs, panko breadcrumbs. But if you don't have panko, it's a Japanese breadcrumb. If you don't have that, any sort of progressive breadcrumb would be fine. We're going to start by adding some butter.
To our pan here?
To the pan.
Okay. What are you going to have your heat on for this?
This is going to be on medium. The bacon, you just want to sort of render it out a little bit. Add that to the butter. This is when your house starts to smell really good.
So what are you doing now?
We're adding the bacon, diced bacon.
To the butter here.
To the butter.
Bacon and butter. Yes, you got my vote.
Mm-hmm. Onion.
Okay, you add the onion, the minced, pretty fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And garlic.
And garlic. Yummy.
Mm-hmm. So this takes about 7 minutes to sort of get nice and cooked. Sweat it out, as they say.
How many kids in your family?
When I was growing up, I had 7 brothers and sisters, plus my mom. My mom was a single mom. But, you know, my brothers would go out and play football in the morning. The girls would be home helping her cook. And then would sit down around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then some cousins would all come over. So the house, which was really small, would end up with about 40 people.
Where was that?
I grew up in South Boston, the Mary Ellen McCormick Housing Project.
So you're stirring around here your bacon and your onions, your garlic, and your butter, of course, excuse me for forgetting that, and it's just, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a pot of boiling water there, small pot, and you've just thrown a bunch of these purple onions.
Yep, we're going to blanch our onions. Just to make it easier to peel your onions. And I'm going to turn the pan off and wait for the onions.
I want to regroup here. We've sautéed our bacon, our onions, all that kind of stuff in the butter. We've blanched and peeled our pearl onions. We've thrown them in, and then we've thrown cream in. We've turned off the heat.
Right. The heavy cream has been reduced on the side. It's basically you're going to put heavy cream in a pot, turn it on low, and you'll actually see it reduce by half. That is it. Then I added the panko crumbs, the breadcrumbs, and salt and pepper. And we're going to put this in the oven for about 10 minutes, and the crumbs should get nice and brown. You know, at most it'll be 20 minutes. That's about it.
You can smell the bacon and the cream and the onions kind of going at it in the oven there. Oh, boy. All right, we'll try our nuts here. These are our spiced nuts, and we serve this as an appetizer. This is cayenne, salt.
And sugar, and a little oil.
That's a lovely, nice little thing to have around the house. Should we take a look at the onions?
Yes. Let's take a look at that. Ooh, they look great. The cream and the onions are all together. Look at that when you shake the pan. And the breadcrumbs have absorbed most of the cream, which is great. And you have a nice crust on top of the breadcrumbs.
Okay. So. Can you pass them over, please? Oops. Okay, so these are our beautiful pearl onions.
Here's your pearl onion gratin. Okay. Chopped parsley.
Yep.
Just to
okay.
Add a little color.
Mmm. Whoa.
So good.
That's terrifying.
I know. It's so good.
And what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Definitely doing the pearl onions, turkey, and I'll also have a huge salad with escarole and endive and radicchio and apples and add the spiced walnuts to that.
Yum. I'm going to rush home and make these for Thanksgiving.
Promise.
I know I'm going to make a lot more friends. Thank you so much, Barbara. This is wonderful.
Thank you.